in the days when the Syrian portion of the old Grecian kingdom will rise up and come to power. The beast out of the pit, the prince of Grecia, that's been bound up since the Roman Empire stamped it into pieces, comes forth to give power, because it's his domain. It's a reconstituting of the Grecian portion of the old Roman Empire. And he will rise up, and that beast will give power to that little horn, the one with a dark visage, the one that comes in craftily, the one who will set up that kingdom, because the other kings of the ten kings will give him power for a short time. And he will then take that power, go against Egypt, and he will hear tidings from the east and the north, and he will go to war worldwide. And that day, John, as I closed last Sunday, saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and him that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. The saints in heaven followed him upon white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. The beast will be taken. The kings of the earth that have gathered with him will be slain, the false prophet with him, and that old dragon will be grabbed and bound and cast 1,000 years into that same bottomless pit from whence the prince of Grecia was released. Now, where will we be? All I've done today is take an hour and 18 minutes to tell you that the Bible wrote the history of this world in advance. We already see elements of the Roman Empire coming together. We already see what nobody thought would happen. The friction as Sadat moves in Egypt to break off from the solid block of the Arabian nations in their stance against Egypt. We already see, if you follow the conferences among Arab nations, that absolute unbending viewpoint of Syria. No quarter. We've already seen the arguments between Syria and Egypt. We're moving to that day when these ten kingdoms will start taking their loose shape, and some kind of treaty will come, and a powerful voice that comes out of an obscure nation, the Syrian Babylonian section of the old Grecian Empire, will beguile, and to him will be given the command. But not until he uproots three of the four. He will attain a prominence in the Middle East first. Then, because of that prominence, the whole kingdom will give him, for a day, power. Israel will make peace. Everybody will think the problem of the Middle East is solved. In the middle of the week, he'll break it. He'll see his power waning, rumblings in the east, rumblings in the north, and he will descend on Israel. Conflagration will open up. Stage will be set for those last terrible days. And in Armageddon, the stone, which is Jesus, in Armageddon, the Prince of Princes, King of Kings, which is Jesus, will come to put him down. Where am I going to be? See, there are no signs in God's book to tell me when the church is gone. Only as we get to the end, we are within a few years of everything I've said about the end day kingdoms happening like that. Well, Paul said to the Thessalonians who thought the tribulation was on them, he said, don't let anybody deceive you by any means. Don't be soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Catching away is more literal. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he's God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I told you these things, Paul speaking? Now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now restraineth, that's the literal letter, he that now restraineth will restrain until he be taken out of the way. Then, and only then, shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming, that little horn, that dark-visaged man, that crafty one that comes with peace, that one out of the Syrian, Babylonian section of the old Grecian Empire, who will conquer the Egyptians and will rise up and uproot three horns of the Grecian Empire, have power given to him for a brief period to rule over all the ten. That wicked one, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, the power of the beast out of the abyss, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Where's the Antichrist coming from? Reconstituted. Grecian Empire. Which section of it? Assyria. If you read the Bible, you'd understand why an obscure little country like Iran, that was part of and will be part of this reconstituted Seleucid Empire, one of the generals, the king of the north, the old Syrian portion. You'd understand why such an obscure little nation suddenly has the attention of the world. The Seleucid Empire reached even to Afghanistan. You can read the history of the world in advance. If you pay attention to God's book, Antichrist will come. There are many Antichrists now. No, Duke Majan is not the Antichrist. His heritage, by the way, is out of the territory. He is an Antichrist. But believe me, one will come. But bless God, we'll be gone. Isn't that good news? He can't come on the scene and be revealed until we're gone. But when you see God shaping the history until in a matter of a very few years, 3.5, let me tell you something. It takes him 3.5 years to come to full power. Anybody reading history today knows that in 3.5 years, everything that is yet to be done that I've told you about today could happen. That means the appearing, we which are alive and remain to be caught up, is even more at the door. So look up, your redemption draweth nigh.